In a statement after meeting Mr. Mugabe, Ambassador Harry Thomas Jr. said America is keen to find common ground that would enhance bilateral relations between the two nations. He said the United States would continue to promote democratic institutions, equitable economic growth, public health, and food security in Zimbabwe. The United States, he said, shared the desires of the Zimbabwean people who want to see a peaceful, democratic and prosperous Zimbabwe that provides for its people and contributes to regional stability. Ambassador Harry Thomas Jr. said in his words, quote, "We strongly believe that it is important to engage with government and non-governmental entities alike to promote our shared values and work together in areas of common concern." End of quote. He added that the U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe would continue to promote business linkages and encourage American investors to look closely at Zimbabwe's educated labor force and long-term growth potential. Reacting to some of these remarks, Harare resident Zia Mlambo said he expects the American ambassador to mend relations between the two countries.
No, there have been broken relations between us and America, so we hope that we work hard to make sure that we relate well and we also benefit from our relations with America.
Political activist Marvin Mukundu added that it was pleasing that the American envoy was keen to normalize relations between the two nations. Media Center Director Ernest Mudzengi noted that the United States should support civil society, adding that though some organizations had abused donor funds sourced from America, the sector needed further support to enhance the democratization process. He said support was also needed to mitigate the effects of El Nino-induced drought.
There is the issue of drought. I hope and trust that the Americans, through the ambassador, will help us on this hour of need. We don't have adequate food and we definitely need help.
Ambassador Thomas Jr. said the U.S. will provide humanitarian assistance to ensure food security in Zimbabwe. ZANU-PF legislator and chairman of Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee, Kindness Baraza, said the new ambassador must prioritize the removal of targeted sanctions on Zimbabwe. On Monday this week, Foreign Affairs Minister Simbarashe Mbengegwi slammed the U.S. and other Western countries, saying maintaining sanctions on Zimbabwe was derailing the country's re-engagement efforts with the developed nations.
When it comes to re-engagement, we are always ready. But sometimes you think as you talk and discuss, they are not really listening or taking anything seriously, as illustrated by the recent renewal of sanctions on our first family.
The United States is building a new embassy campus that would cost $30 million and create 850 jobs. Ambassador Thomas Jr. takes over from Ambassador Bruce Swarton, who has been promoted. The United States and the European Union imposed targeted sanctions on President Mugabe and his inner circle following claims of human rights violations and election rigging. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.